This show features original and real vocal performances. No synthetic or AI technology was used in this production.
Sally?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Morgan. Morgan McCauley.
Ah, yes, Miss McCauley. Thank you for meeting me.
Oh, it was no problem. I didn't realize you lived here in the city. What can I help you with? Your message sounded urgent.
Yes, you can help me. I want to know why you haven't published.
I'm sorry?
Since we spoke, I've been waiting, expecting to hear something. I looked up your show. There hasn't been anything about Top Sail or Ignota or me.
Oh, well, there's a lot of post-production that goes into the show. You know, the editing.
You're lying, like the rest of them.
Oh, hold on a second.
You think you're the first reporter I've spoken to? At least the others had the decency to laugh in my face.
Sally, I want to tell your story. I believe you. Well, maybe not all of it, but I believe what you said about the blackmail and them being dangerous.
Then what are you waiting for? I spoke to you months ago.
I know, but I can't. I want to. But I can't. Not yet.
Why?
It's too dangerous right now. But I will once... I will.
You have someone inside, don't you?
Oh, Sally, I can't...
That's it, isn't it? You know someone who's helping you on the inside.
I can't answer that. You know I can't.
Oh, I wish you told me. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Look, he's an old friend, and he's capable and smart, but to be honest, I think we're in over our heads at... Sally, are you okay?
Yes. Do you want to sit down?
Sure. Are you sure you're all right?
I want to apologize. When we first spoke, but... if I had known then... it might have changed things.
How's that?
There's some things in my life that are still too painful to remember, but also too painful to forget.
I'm not sure I understand.
I didn't tell you everything. Not the whole truth. About when I left. There's more. Much more.
Cryptic Radio presents Close Your Eyes. Written and produced by John Rolfe.
Come on, Morgan, pick up. Pick up. Oh, damn it.
Oh my God, where have you been? It's about time.
Morgan, you have to listen to me, okay? Listen.
Did you know the FBI knows what's going on?
You spoke to the FBI?
Yeah, the real honest-to-goodness FBI, which is something you'd know if you ever called. But what is going on up there?
Morgan, things are bad. Things are very, really, really bad.
Okay, all right, slow down. What's going on?
They found out. They found out that someone's spying on them.
Okay, not good.
I'm not staying here. I have to leave. They're gonna find me, Morgan. I don't know
what... Okay. Slow down. Yes, leaving is advisable. But just talk to me.
I don't have time. I don't have a lot of time to talk.
You do. You have time to tell me what happened.
The origin. Mordecai, I think, said his name was. He spoke to all of us last night.
What? He was there? You saw him?
No. It was a recording, like a video message. Like, it was just his silhouette. His voice sounded strange, like he was wearing a mask or like there was a filter or something.
Okay. But what did he say?
He told everyone that someone was spying on them. It took everyone by surprise. Of course, I was freaking out, but trying not to show it. After the message was over, I thought they might come for me right there and then. Maybe they bugged our calls, or... I don't know, but no one said anything last night. But then today... Oh, shit, Morgan.
It's okay. Dylan, talk to me.
Yeah, I barely slept last night, right? I didn't pass out until late, which meant I overslept this morning and missed our group meal and early announcements. I was super nervous. I was paranoid before, but it doesn't look good if I don't show up, so I tried to play it cool. I figured I'd find Rob and scope things out. He usually works the docks in the morning, but he's not there. And maybe I'm paranoid, but the others were acting different. Everyone was acting different. They're quiet. Like, really quiet, especially around me. So, I find Sedona. Hey, Sedona. Have you seen Rob around? I thought he worked the docks, but I heard he got reassigned.
You're late.
I know. Sorry. I've been looking for him all morning, is all.
I haven't seen him. I've been here, so I don't know. Why weren't you at the morning meeting?
I slept in.
Uh-huh.
You okay?
I'm fine. There's just a lot to do, and we have to catch up from the day off, and...
Okay, I can help.
No, I'd prefer to handle this line alone. Maybe you can check in with Marshall.
I was starting to wonder if people knew. Did Sedona know? Did Rob? I tried to play it cool, but on the way back to the lodge... I ran into... Olivia! Hey!
Dylan, I was looking for you. Where are you headed?
Don't we have a session?
Let's take a break from the sessions today. I thought maybe we'd change things up.
How so?
Let's take a walk instead.
Okay, sure. Down to the beach?
We're going to take a different trail today.
All right. Sounds great. You haven't seen Rob today, have you?
I did. I just saw him, in fact.
I feel like he's avoiding me or something.
This way.
Where are we headed? I don't think I've been down this trail. The gate's always locked.
I have a key. Please. After you.
Thanks. Where does this go?
This property used to be an actual resort. This was ages ago, before Ikonoda. Most of the original buildings were torn down, but a few remain. The lodge, for instance. There was also an old bathhouse down this way. You'll see it hasn't really been maintained.
Why not just tear it down?
It still serves some purposes. I told you when you came here that our team performs background checks. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course.
And we spoke to you early on about your family.
That's right. I mean, you know all about Caleb.
I wasn't talking about Caleb. Actually, I was talking about your mother.
My mother? What about her?
She's not well, is she? Her condition is a mental deterioration, isn't that right?
What does that have to do with anything?
You lied about her condition when you came to us.
Did I? I guess the question took me off guard, that's all. Is it really that relevant?
What did you think of what the Origin said last night?
Which part?
The part about the spy, Dylan. The part about broken trust.
It's really disturbing. I feel like everyone here is so close, it's hard to believe anyone would be lying or trying to tear this down.
It's like you said, people that don't understand will try to destroy us. We can't let them, you know?
Trust is everything to the Origin. And when you lose it, well, it's not a certainty it can ever be regained. It's fragile like that. I didn't used to be here. I used to travel by the Origin side. He was my teacher. It was a rare honor. One that I'm afraid I took for granted. I made a mistake. I lost that trust. It's irrelevant how. But what does matter is that I've been trying to find a way to regain it for some time. And I think I may have finally found a way.
Oh. Well, that's good. It's great, yeah.
The mind is our most valuable tool. Its health is essential to achieving realignment. History of mental disease is a grave concern. But not as concerning as deception.
Look, Olivia, I didn't want to say so because I thought you and everyone else would think I'm not good enough to be here. But I am. You said so yourself, right? I have potential. I know, it's stupid to lie, but I was worried I might lose the opportunity. You get that, right?
Here we are.
I'm sorry for lying, but I do want to be here, Olivia, I do.
Let's go inside.
Why? What's in there?
I want to show you something. Please.
Okay. Dark.
Let's go a little further. There's some light just ahead. You're breathing heavy.
Am I? It feels a little closed in here, and it's hard to see.
Just keep going. Through this door.
Can you maybe just tell me why we're...
Here we are.
Oh, Rob? Rob?
Dylan. Shut it, you.
Stay away from him, Dylan.
What's going on? Why is he tied up?
Why? Because he's a spy.
He's the spy?
Yes. Isn't that right, Mr. Greer? Or should I say, Agent Greer?
You're also goddamn clever.
You slipped up on the beach the other day. That wasn't the first time you talked about losing your job, about your family. You told the same story in your regression. But there was something different then. It kept bothering me, so I went back and listened to your tapes. That's when I found it. It was almost the same story, except for one little detail. In your regression, you said you lived in Austin, not Houston. What kind of person forgets where they're from? Forgets where their wife and children live? When we searched your room and found your transmitter, your camera, and the pictures, we knew exactly what kind of person. A liar. A spy.
Yeah, well, imprisoning a federal agent is a big-time crime. You have any idea who you're messing with here?
Do you? Is it ready?
50 cc's.
Give it to him.
What the hell is that? Get that away from me.
Easy there, mate. Just a little pinch.
Relax, Agent Greer. It's a little something to help with our session.
Session. I'm not playing your games anymore, kiddo.
We'll see.
Olivia, what is that? What are you doing?
Stay back, Dylan. I'll be with you shortly.
Oh, you know, all of you are so batshit crazy. Look, I get you like your privacy, but there's no reason to overreact. My supervisors will want answers, but if you let me go now, we could probably just treat this like some kind of misunderstanding. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I want to talk about them, your supervisors.
I
How are you feeling, Agent Greer?
you, You're all done for, especially you.
Close your eyes.
No. I'm not.
Shh, it's okay. It's no use fighting.
Wait. Where am I?
Close your eyes. Splendid. Listen to my voice. Deep breaths now. Deep breaths and my voice. Good. Now tell me where you are.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You're on the beach, Agent Greer.
Oh.
Do you see it now?
Oh, yeah, the beach. Good times, yeah.
Yes, good times. It's daytime. The sun is quite warm. You're almost all alone. Only you and a few seagulls. And some crabs. Do you see them?
Yeah, I see them. I can see them, but I can't move. Why can't I move? I don't understand.
Shh, let's lay here for now and talk.
Okay.
How many of Ignotus sites are being surveilled?
How many?
Yes. How many agents are embedded as members?
There are at least three. I don't know for sure. I don't know.
Which ones? Which sites?
I shouldn't talk about this. I can't.
The sun is getting hot, isn't it? It's almost midday. The heat is making you sweat, and you didn't bring any shade. Ooh, no clothes. No sunscreen. The sand is sizzling. Do you feel it?
Yeah.
The coarse grains against your bare skin.
Yes, it's too much. I need to get up.
Which sites have been infiltrated, Agent Greer?
God, can you let me out? Just get me out. I'm getting so hot, so goddamn hot. I can't.
The sites.
I Camden, Raleigh, and here. And that's it.
What are the names of the other agents?
I don't know. Come on, I don't know. God, it's scorching. I can feel my skin peeling. Please, I just need to get off this beach now.
Do you see the crabs near the water? They're curious. They're coming towards you. Do you see them?
What?
The crabs.
Oh. So many. Jesus.
They're coconut crabs. They're interested in your body. Your flesh.
Get them away from me. Get them away.
Are they taking nibbles?
Yeah.
Do you feel it?
Yeah, kind of. It kind of tickles. Hey. Now hold on. Hey. Okay, that's enough. Ow. Please make it stop. Oh, God.
Who do you take orders from?
I'm just a field agent. I told you.
Have you spoken to Copernicus?
God, I don't know who that is.
I don't believe you.
Oh, come on.
We both know he's looking for the origin.
Oh, God.
Tell me why.
God, can you please just, can you make him stop? They're all over me. They're all around my face, my eyes. I can't.
Calm down, Agent Greer. The crabs will take ages to eat you.
God.
I'd be more worried about the birds.
God. Help.
Are they circling?
Help! God, help!
Have you spoken to Copernicus?
I take my orders from a senior agent. I don't know anyone else.
You're lying, Agent Greer.
No.
We both know Copernicus put you here to disrupt our mission, to ensure this reality remains unaltered.
Please!
Tell me your orders from Copernicus.
No.
Does he already know where the origin is?
I'll tell you everything you want to hear. Just make him stop.
What is the mission? Tell me your mission. Agent Greer. Rob.
You pushed him too far, Liv.
Is he?
He's not responding.
pulse.
It's there. Faint, though.
Oh, shit. What did you do?
Dylan. Hey, Dylan, it's okay. It's over.
Why did you...
Focus. Breathe.
Why did you do that?
We have to do what we can to protect ourselves. The knowledge he has about us, about our mission, we need to press like this.
Why did you... How could you do that?
How? Dylan, I'm not ashamed of unreality.
He's a friend.
No, he isn't. He was faking, Dylan. Listen to me. Look at me. Hey! I brought you here because you needed to understand the stakes.
Why?
Because I'm going to return to the origin. I'm going to bring him this spy as a gift. I'm going to expose the others. He'll be so pleased. And I think you should come. I mean, I want you to come with me. With us. But first, I need to be sure I can trust you. Dylan, stop looking at Rob. Look at me. I need to be sure about you.
Are you gonna do that to me? Would you do that to me?
I don't want to. Do I need to? Dylan, do I need to?
No. You can trust me. I wouldn't lie to you.
Oh my god, Dylan, I had no idea. It was so stupid of me to make you do all of this.
You didn't make me do anything.
I just thought they were some quacks. I didn't think it was like this. I am so sorry.
It's not your fault, okay?
I will drive up there right now. Just go into the woods or something so they can't find you. You know, get off the trail.
Morgan.
Mess up your scent. It'll take me a few hours, but I can be there before nightfall.
Morgan.
What?
Don't come here.
What? Why not? Of course I'm coming to get you.
I won't be here.
No. Don't tell me you are going with her.
Won't be long before the resort is swarming with agents. We're gonna take one of the fishing boats. Okay, I just sent you the last recording. Give it to the FBI and tell them what happened.
Dylan, if you leave with them, they might think you're complicit in all of this.
Morgan, I have to go. Caleb is there. He's with the Origin. Olivia said that.
You are crazy.
I'm not crazy. These people are dangerous, and I can't leave my brother with them. I'm going to find Caleb, and I'm going to bring him home. I called to tell you that, and to say goodbye, because, hey, I promised.
Oh my God, Dylan, don't do this.
I have to. I have to see this through.
Dylan, before you go, there's something you need to know.
There's some things in my life that are still too painful to remember, but also too painful to forget.
I'm not sure I understand.
I didn't tell you everything. Not the whole truth. About when I left. There's more.
Okay.
You can't understand the torture.
Tell me anyway.
I couldn't get him out of my head, Miss McCauley.
Joey?
He was furious when I told him I was going. We had an argument. He said he wouldn't allow it. I stopped the sessions immediately, but even then, I couldn't get him out. He haunted me. Every night, my dreams were nightmares. Sometimes he would be there, taunting me. When I was awake, I would experience delusions. It didn't stop. It only became worse. He had hooks in me. I was out of options, so I returned and begged him to take me back. If it would stop the madness, then I told him I would stay. Huh. And do you know what he said?
No. What?
He smiled and patted me on the head and told me I was serving as an example to the others and that he needed to understand the limitations of the mind. And he wanted to see exactly how far this could go before I broke.
That's awful.
That's when I tried to cut my wrists. It felt like it was the only way out. That's how I wound up in the hospital. I was a woman who tried to kill herself, ranting about mind control.
Sally, I didn't realize. Thank you for sharing this.
No, that's not all. That's not the worst of it. Not even close. Here.
Who's this? She's adorable.
My daughter. She used to sleep like that. With her chubby fist all twisted up in those little curls.
But I thought you said you'd lost your baby. I thought you'd miscarried.
Believe me, Miss McCauley, it would have been better if I had. The truth is, it was seeing her for the first time that made me decide to leave Topsail in the first place. After all, how wrong, incorrect, could my life truly be if it led to her? I never told anyone this before. I've been too ashamed by my own cowardice.
I don't understand.
I gave her away. I used her as my ransom. When I woke from my attempted suicide, Joey was there. He told me that he reconsidered. He would leave me alone, but on one condition. That I give her up. That I allow her to be raised by him. I am the most despicable mother.
Oh, Sally, I'm so sorry. I am. Why are you telling me this now?
Because I thought maybe this was a chance, an opportunity for me. If your friend is there with them, then maybe there's a chance.
A chance for what?
To save her. I know it won't make things right, but that's okay. I can face the consequences of the choices I've made, but it's my fault. My child is caught in this, and I need to do what I can to get her out. Do you think you can help me do that, Miss McCauley? Do you think you can help me get my little Olivia back?
Close Your Eyes is a Cryptic Radio production, written and produced by John Rolfe. Dylan is voiced by Elliot Brotherhood, Morgan by Samantha Cooper, Olivia by Devin Chandler, Rob by Rich Summers, Sedona by Chelsea Krause, Sally by Jamie Lynn Marcos, Ricky by Alex Eller, Sound Design and Engineering by Randy Greer. The theme music is Sacrifice the Pawn by Emmett Cook. Shows like this and other audio dramas aren't possible without support from fans. If you've enjoyed our show, please take a moment to rate on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, Good Pods, or whichever pod platform you prefer. A rating only takes a moment and goes a long way to helping us reach other listeners. We appreciate it. All of our shows are completely independent productions. If you have the means and would like to support independent audio drama, consider doing so through our Patreon. You can find the link in our show notes. You can also follow us on Instagram or Twitter, now X, at Cryptic Radio Pod to get news and updates about the show. We'd love to hear from you, so please reach out. Our story will continue with Season 2. Please follow our social media channels for news and updates regarding release. As always, thank you for listening.